Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Married AF podcast. We are back for the new year. We just want to let you know, probably not the best idea to listen this particular episode with little ears around. It's not meant for children, or maybe not even to be listened to in public. The conversation can lead to things that only married adults need to talk about, and we would not recommend listening to this with children. Is that correct?
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Enjoy this episode.
Here's a question for you. Is marriage overrated?
Why aren't people getting married anymore?
A new Pew Research poll found that 2 in 5 young adults think marriage is an outdated tradition.
Marriage rates are at their lowest right now.
Is marriage really even worth it?
More than half of marriages end in divorce.
If you get married, you have to be stuck with this person for the rest of your life, right? That's why you get married. So that's why it's declining. Why would you get married if you want to have just one partner when you can have multiple?
Marriage is stupid.
Welcome back to the blah, 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 blah. Goodness gracious.
Wow, I didn't know our podcast had a new name.
Yeah. Wow, couldn't get
Can
that out.
Can you spell that? That's going to be hard to find for people.
Starts with a W, I know that. Holy moly. You can tell it's been a while. Okay, let's try that again. Welcome to the Married AF podcast.
Not, not that one.
Yeah, I couldn't get it out. Oh, we're back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I mean, we last time we did this has been an entire year ago.
It has not been an entire year.
Well, it's 2023 and now it's 2024. Year. It was last year.
A year is 365 days. It's not.
And neither here nor there. Doesn't matter. But we're back. It's a happy new year. This is episode something or another. And
something or another? Is that what you're going to name this one?
I don't know what episode number we're on. But we continue to climb. We continue to get more downloads. More views, more listens, more all of the things. And we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
To all of those people who do that. It's absolutely crazy to think where it's gone, the people it's reached, the people that are continuing to listen, the people that are continuing to come back. I don't know why you do it, but you do. And we're thankful for that.
Yes.
On the social medias, people are interacting, messaging, commenting, all of that amazing stuff. So we really, really, really do appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm so, trying to give you a number on what number we're on, but I don't understand because I'm looking at the statistics of all the things,
the stats,
and is this considered season 4?
No, we're still season 3-ish. So we're like television shows. You don't know when they start or when they begin, but whenever they end, they just do. Let's see. We are on episode number
41.
You're guessing 41? I mean, it might as well be. Could be that.
I really don't know.
I don't know either, but I could tell you in about 10 seconds.
I'm just looking at
40. This is episode number 41. I think you cheated.
I did.
You totally cheated. Wow.
Just said I'm looking at all the stuff.
Well, I didn't know that you had got there yet or not. You really cheated on me on that. So that's no good. So I have no plan for this episode at all. We need to record one. We're coming out of like a nice, deep hour and a half, 2 hour Bible discussion, Bible debate, if you will.
I wouldn't say debate. I just have questions that maybe I think I'm a little crazy to think those things. I just think way outside the box on everything.
Yeah, you do.
I want to be able to explain it to non-believers.
Which is a beautiful, great, and wonderful thing. But it was a good discussion, I thought. Maybe we got some clarification.
Do you think I'm crazy?
I think you're crazy in the perfect amount of way. You're not Rock of Love crazy. You're just perfectly my type of crazy. It's not like you've been on Flavor Flav show or anything like that.
The Rock of Love.
The Rock of Love was your jam. I wonder how many people actually watched that. It lasts, what, one season? How many times did Bret Michaels need to find new love? 2 or 3 seasons?
It went on for a while.
It's a popular show.
It was. Always said that was my turning point.
It was. You looked at these women on Rock of Love going after beautiful, glorious Bret Michaels. They loved them some Bret Michaels with a headband. Come on.
If that's how you see Bret Michaels.
No, but that's how Rock of Love did, for sure. Man, but they loved them some Bret Michaels, and the poor guy just could not find love. So a TV show through like VH1 or MTV was definitely the way in which that was going to happen.
Of course.
So the people that it attracted, you really realized quickly, like, I don't want to end up like that.
Oh, my God. I had a Rock of Love moment, and I said, I need Jesus.
Do you remember what that Rock of Love moment was?
Yes, I do.
Let's hear it.
Why? You
it's a great, that's a fantastic story. Please just share.
Why? Because you want to laugh hysterically because I got mad that you got mayo instead of whipped dressing. And I attempted to throw my phone through a window. And instead, it missed the window and hit the wall, left a massive hole, but did not break that crackberry.
No, because blackberries are indestructible. But that was it. That was the moment. It was like, you know what? I'm like that girl on Rock of Love who lost her mind because Bret Michaels was more interested in girl over here whenever he told me he was interested in me and lost my mind.
I lost my mind over mayo.
Yeah. And that, listen, in my defense, I'm going to go to the grave with that one. But I see no difference. All right. They're the exact same thing. They look the same. I think they taste the same.
I'm going to make you some mashed potatoes with both. And then you can tell me if there's a difference.
Listen, if you're making mashed potatoes, I'm okay to go with that challenge.
Or potato salad or whatever I was trying to make for this event.
They look exactly like, they're packaged the exact same way. They're on the same shelf right next to each other at the grocery store. Very, very simple mistake. But I'm happy that you had your Rock of Love moment and you quickly realized, I don't want to end up like those girls who are vying for the love of Bret Michaels.
I just remember I stormed off. I was fuming mad when in reality, I should have been so thankful that you decided to go to the store and get all the things we needed so I could get ready.
Let me just real quick. Let me tell you the amount of confusion I had in that moment. Why you were so furious.
I know.
I had no clue. I was like, what is she talking about? This is the stuff. It's the exact same stuff.
And I storm off to our bedroom. Slam the door, throw the phone, and I sit in the floor.
And I'm standing in the kitchen looking at my bottle of mayonnaise or jar of mayonnaise thinking, what's wrong with this? And I just hear thud. Like, what in the world happened back there?
But then what did you hear?
Laughing. Laughing. Like, well, what is happening back here?
I had a revelation.
I threw my phone through the window, but I missed the window and I hit the wall and I put a hole in the wall. And sure enough, there's just a little hole in the wall, crackberry laying on the floor. And then that was the moment like, you know what?
I'm an idiot.
I'm probably not going to last very long if I continue to go down this route. So let's change some things a little bit. And I'm so thankful you did.
Laughing. Just laughing hysterically because I was an idiot.
I will say that was not your brightest moment. Definitely not.
But it was literally in the moment when I realized, oh my God, I have turned into the Rock of Love.
I'll say it's all been uphill since. don't want to say uphill, but it's all been up from there. Like you're progressing in a good way. Uphill sounds bad because I can't walk uphill. Walking uphill is terrible. All downhill, but that sounds bad. You know what I mean.
But why do people, when you get to 40, they're saying you're over the hill? It's a lot easier to go down that hill.
It is much easier to go down that hill.
What's that about?
I don't know. But we watched This Is 40 the other night just because we're 40 now.
And because we watched it when we were 30.
We did. And, you know, looking
with
back
no
at it
kids
now,
at that. No we kids. Had no kids.
At that point in time. And, man, looking at it now, it's like, this is hilarious. Can feel maybe just a little bit of this.
Not a lot of
going
bit.
On. Not a lot of
not
bit.
A lot of
I
bit.
Mean, we're not, you know, you're not sneaking cigarettes in the bathroom or anything like that.
Or you're not sneaking cupcakes.
Sneaking cupcakes drowned in water in the sink just to eat more cupcakes.
I can't tell my husband this because I don't know how much money we're having, or we're not giving money to our parents behind each other's back kind of thing.
Yeah. Or sneaking off to the bathroom to play Scrabble just to get away from the family
for half an hour.
Exactly.
So there are very, very few things that we can relate to.
But man, it's
age wise and sex wise. Maybe. Yes. Because we do have children now and they had children. So
they did. And, you know, when you get older and trying to have sex with children around, it's not the easiest thing in the world. It's
a great way to kill your sex life.
Yeah, it absolutely can. But you can't let that happen.
No.
You got to do whatever it takes.
Kids just don't need to come around much.
Not say much, but it's good for them to like, hey kids, why don't y'all, you know, go outside for
a while. Don't you want to go spend the night with your friends tonight?
Okay, yeah, guys. So wouldn't it be fun to, you know, go?
We can't ever get our cash to spend the night with anybody.
No, that dude is like staying here for life. He's never going anywhere. You know, we talk about, you know, we always make the joke like, oh, only this many more years and both kids are out of the house. But I don't know who we're kidding. Cash is never leaving.
Okie, like, that kid's going to be there
forever. Yeah, she's getting closer and closer. So
it's going to be like, Mom, me and my husband are living in the basement now.
No.
Why?
Go. I love you, but go.
You going to pay the mortgage too?
Nope.
Nope.
Not going to happen. So
house is not big enough for four families. Bye.
Well, I think we did that intentional. I think this is the perfect spot. It's good enough for us.
So we should downsize.
Maybe we should downsize a studio apartment. That way it's sold. Just us. We can move to the city. We can go on House Hunters.
We can always get that little high-rise condo without the maintenance of a yard or, you know?
So I might be okay with that.
It's not a bad idea now either, though.
No, it wouldn't.
Because we don't have pets.
No, we do not have pets.
We have to take out and walk.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. But yeah, it was fun to watch that and kind of be like, I relate to a little bit there. And boy, this is funny. And the thing is, so many other people do go through that type of stuff. so it was kind of funny to watch. That's the beauty of 40.
I guess so.
Listen, I think 40's been awesome. I'll be 41 in 2 weeks. And I think 40's been amazing.
It's been a cool year.
It's been an awesome year.
I haven't had a year of into 40 yet.
No, but you're what, 4 months in? Yeah, you're going into 4 months and you don't look like you're 40. You can still pass from.
Let's not talk about what I look like right now because I'm not.
Shut up. Oh my gosh. I don't even want to hear it. You're ridiculous.
I have been the same weight since the wreck. Correct. I know this.
2 years.
I've had two surgeries that have kind of slowed me down from working out. Now, granted, I know all of that is diet more than exercise. But I have a relationship with food.
I love food.
But if my weight is not going up a number, can somebody please tell my face that I'm not pregnant?
You're not. I promise you.
I know I'm not.
It is absolutely impossible for you to be pregnant. Impossible for you to be pregnant.
It was impossible for Mary to be pregnant too, but she gave birth as a virgin. Just saying. God would have a horrible sense of humor. If that were to ever happen, but
listen, I love God and I love Jesus, but if he were to do that, we'd have some words like, what the heck, man? Like, what are you doing?
We would have to move.
Like, what are you thinking right now?
We don't have room for another child.
Of all the people, we've had two kids. All right. You know, choose someone else in this matter. Okay?
We multiplied. Okay.
We did. We were fruitful and we multiplied. We multiplied quickly.
But my face still looks like I'm pregnant.
You're
I got a pregnant nose and I'm like so fat right now that my eyelids are fat, Matthew Powers. I've been telling you this for weeks. Like, how do you get so fat that your eyelids are fat?
I've never heard of that before. And I think you're crazy. Your eyelids are not fat.
I just want them removed. Just cut them off like this. I've even tried those stupid things that they're like pieces of tape. Oh, put them here. They don't work. Care how much your infomercial tells me they work.
That's your problem right there, your infomercial. See, he's like, oh man, these look like they're gonna work perfectly. Let me try some of that.
Let me tell you, new makeup is not working to make them look like they're not there. Maybe this is 40.
Fat eyelids.
It's a new thing. It's gonna catch on.
It is. It's gonna be trending now. Fat eyelids are a thing. I've never heard
your mama so fat, her eyelids are fat.
Have you a new yo mama joke?
You're welcome.
So why not? I think you're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
You don't look like you have a pregnant nose. I didn't even know pregnant nose was a thing. Your eyelids are not fat.
I'm just going to keep my eyebrows up like this.
At all times.
So they don't look like they're
fat. And not blink.
And look, you can see my eyeballs like this.
I can't see your eyeballs. Unbelievable. So let me ask you some questions.
Oh, God.
Because this will be fun. Because why not? You know, this is just an episode where we're talking about fat eyelids. And this is 40. And kids moving out of the house. And all that fun stuff. So, new year. You know, new year, new me. That's what everyone says. They have their new year's resolutions.
I am not everyone.
I know, but that's what everyone says. Listen, just follow me along the trail here.
I'm not a follower. What? Powers, get it out.
What's the biggest thing plaguing marriage today?
What is the biggest thing
plaguing marriage? Why are marriages continuing to fail day after day, year after year? Everyone started this year and like, this is the year for us. We're gonna be better. We're gonna get help. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. And that happens every single year. And marriage rates are continuing to decline. Divorces are continuing to climb. Why? Why do you think that it's so bad?
There could be a number of reasons, but the most popular one maybe?
Yes.
I'm going to have to go with, and I'm could totally be wrong, but I'm going to go outside the normal box here with, I think communication is it?
Well, yeah.
Of course. That's always every problem to solve, communication.
You're right. What's the root of it, though? Why in the world? Why can't we get this right? Especially in a world where we have so many means to communicate.
Right?
Why can we not get this right?
We're selfish. I'm going to get mine before I can get... You're going to get yours.
Where that... I mean, I just... I don't know. Where does that come from, though? Like, why can we not get this right? We cannot figure it out.
We need to drink more water, exercise more, get more endorphins. Endorphins make you happy, and happy people just don't shoot their husbands. And have more sex.
Actually, I did see a study like a week or so ago.
Sex is exercise. It's great cardio.
It is great cardio.
I don't care if it's 10 minutes.
People are actually having less sex now than... like in a very, very, very long time.
Interesting.
They are.
That sucks.
And that is a problem.
For them?
It does suck for them. It does suck for them. Big time. And I agree. I think it's part of selfishness. A lot of it. That people
but
just
if you're
want...
selfish, I mean, still selfish people want to have sex.
Well, yeah, they do. But the thing is that the problem that they're going towards is, and it's these stupid things right here. It's the stupid thing that I'm typing on right here. It's all the technology is like porn is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yes, but there's zero. I don't understand how you can have any expectations watching porn.
You can't. It's fake. It's not real.
But do people really know that? The people that are watching it, do they know?
I think it starts where you know, and then it gets to the point where you believe that that's reality.
Well, that's called pathological liar.
Well, it's just a...
Someone that lies so much starts believing all of their own lies.
Well, they're believing that this is what it's supposed to look like. And then whenever they do experience it, and it's not that at all, they get let down. And then they go back to that source. And people are having affairs with...
People that think that... They actually make that porn a fantasy?
Yes.
A reality?
Well, they're having affairs with porn. They're having affairs with the things that they're seeing online. Rather than
so they'd rather take matters into their own hands literally instead of sharing that moment with their spouse.
At the most eloquent way you could have put it, absolutely.
Literally their own hands.
Yes, they would rather take matters into their own hands rather than have their wife do that for them. That they'd rather take just a few minutes to get that thing, that rush of energy and that rush of, you know, dopamine, that hit to make them feel so good for just a second, rather than experience that with their spouse. And I cannot wrap my brain around it at all.
This might be a little vulgar, but there is nothing my hands can do to replace the real you.
This is true. Yes, you're right. You're exactly right.
I don't watch porn.
I've said it before. Porns are not just ruining relationships and marriages, but they're ruining people.
And maybe this is just us, but porn is boring. I'm sorry. I'm not just going to walk into a room and role play and, oh my gosh, Mr. Blah, blah, blah. What are you doing here?
No, you're not.
Just because I don't watch porn now doesn't mean I haven't watched it.
No.
I don't watch for the acting.
You're not looking for the storyline?
I don't need a storyline. The horrible, funky movies that they try to reenact. I mean,
yeah, it's all dumb.
It's my sex life is better than a porn.
Oh, far better. Way, way, way better than it could ever be on a stupid screen.
Right. And I feel like maybe if people were to have sex more and not worry about how you look when you're having sex, because
it's not being videoed. It's not being put out there on the interwebs, or it shouldn't be, at least.
I mean,
it shouldn't be.
It should not be. I mean, crazier things have happened.
That's intimate. That's between you and your spouse. It's supposed to be that way, but you're right. I guess it doesn't always happen that way.
I mean, unless you're Rachel and Ross and, forget about it and want to go back and watch later.
That's right.
And then hit no.
It's like, oh, that looks good. Oh, no.
I mean, I just feel like porn is boring.
Porn's ruining. It ruins relationships. Absolutely does. Because men is most, and women are too. There was another study. I think like 48% of all women watch porn on the regular. So that number is climbing.
Which is telling me that their man is not fulfilling what they need.
Well, to me, that's telling me that they'd both rather go off and do their own separate thing by themselves rather than do that together. Which I think is one thing. That is one thing, huge thing that's plaguing marriage today. But I think you're right. It goes back to selfishness. We're selfish. We don't care about anyone else. We care about getting ours. That sucks.
Right. But if you are, like for us, most of the time, it's been too many days.
Get that eye twitch.
I will send a text message. I cannot get this twitch to go away. It's been 2 days. That is my, oh my gosh.
It's like, it's past time. Like, it's past time.
And
got to figure out how to make it happen like Gloria Estefan.
And people have sex. I don't know what people's sex lives are like because I don't ask people. But maybe they should ask their spouses. Because how are you going to know if my eye is twitching
right.
And we don't? Okay, so I'm at the school and you're at work.
Yeah.
We're apart during the day.
Yeah. And we're not together and we're not able to constantly. We talk throughout the day. We text throughout the day. We're not constantly talking to each other throughout the day.
But if I don't tell you, baby, this needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know.
And I think, we have a pretty it's not a hard and fast rule, but like when it's time, when that eye starts twitching and you're feeling it and it's like, hey, we have to, like we got to, like, now.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get this taken care of immediately. Are there times? Yes, there are times where it just doesn't happen that night. For whatever reason, it just can't happen.
Life happens. We understand that.
Kids happen.
But that does not stop the tension between you and I.
No.
Because I'm not going to go to our closet, close the door, or the bathroom, or wherever, and lock the door and watch some kind of stupid little porn to make myself feel better for that little bitty, teeny tiny second. Because I know that what's going to happen, that tension is going to make it even better.
It does. That sexual tension sometimes can be even just make it even better.
Because when
better.
You pass each other and you kind of grab my butt, it's like, oh.
Just makes it go a little bit further.
Our skin touches, like, oh my goodness. Those kind of things. But people are too selfish to wait.
Well, they are. And what our kind of go-to, and again, it's not a hard and fast rule. What if we have that day and it just does not happen for whatever reasons? Like, the kids can be sick, or they can have a scary dream, or they can, just be up late. Or you just fall asleep
in the 8 o'clock hour and forget, hey, my wife was like, yeah, my eye is twitching.
Yeah. That may or may not have happened yesterday. Listen, I was tired. I don't know what happened. But that can happen.
But you didn't catch me doing something to get that quick little fix. Oh, He can fix himself. I'm getting mine now.
Listen, with how tired I was last night, you probably could have had a action movie going on right next to me. And I would have never known because Matthew, I was dead to the world.
You didn't even know I came to bed.
No, I had no clue you were in bed. Like, no. I saw you this morning. I was like, hey, I don't remember going to bed last night. You didn't even kiss me goodnight last night.
I get in the bed and you just...
I was out.
Gone.
But what I'm trying to get to is it may not happen like when you're both, you need it.
Right.
But our kind of go-to is like, yeah, that may happen where we're just not able to for whatever reason. We're not going to go more than 24 hours without making sure that happens. It's just not going to happen. We're going to set time aside. We're going to make sure it happens because you can't just continue to go on having that need to be met because you're not going to be able to focus on anything else whatsoever. Mm-mm. Just doesn't work that way.
What's your next question?
All right. So let me ask. Because you asked, you talked about the communication and everything. And maybe this is getting a little too personal.
Oh, boy.
So, how is the sex? How is sex life?
Ours?
Yes. Is there anything you want?
I want to tell people.
Is there anything you want to change on that?
What do you mean change?
To make it better.
No.
Okay, perfect.
Because every time, sorry, Gigi and whatever family member listens, but I swear, I tell you, every single time we have sex, just when I think it can't get any better, it gets better.
It gets better and every better and time. Better.
It's not like, yeah, we do different, but it's not the boring old stupid.
It's not the same old boring thing.
White missionary position.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you are hilarious.
I mean, sex can get boring.
I mean, yeah, it can. Don't keep
maybe
it.
That's why people go to porn. They think, let's see what's happening
maybe,
over here.
Maybe so. But I agree. To get back to...
Adventure to, out, people.
Hey, that menu. Talk about that menu.
Bring the test kitchen on.
Get that test kitchen. Say, hey, baby, tonight I want to try this. And dadgummit, you better go along with it. As long as it's not harming you, harming the other person, or going to be a killer for your marriage or your relationship, you don't have a choice. You got to do it.
You never know until you try.
You got to do it. Whether you disagree with it or not, you have to. You have no choice. Absolutely. But to have to try that. So,
ballsy question, Powers.
Hey, listen, I had no agenda for this episode, and I didn't expect it to get here whatsoever. But you brought it there. What am I going to do? So, all right, next kind of little question here, because we talked about what's plaguing marriages more than anything. What's one thing, not have sex, you've already said that. For those who are struggling, what's the one thing that they can do to kind of turn that around?
Talk to somebody.
Such as?
When you have a problem with anybody, like we typically do this with students. And when someone, you can tell someone's going through something and they will come to you and just that sigh. Let them talk. You don't have to respond. My issue is letting them get it all out to someone who is not. They're more of a neutral person.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to give you advice. They're just going to let you talk. I always go, okay, do you need to talk right now or do you need to cry right now? The amount of times that the girls have just sat there and cried. It's unbelievable. They don't have to talk. They just need to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes them feel better. But... it's days do not go by before they come back and say, hey, can I talk? Because once they know that they can talk, it's a no judgment zone. They are there to get it off their chest. They're to tell you how they're feeling.
It's amazing what happens when you just talk about things.
I know I say communication, and I've been asked, what kind of communication? I've not really been sure how to answer that question until like right now. It just hit me. It's not through a cell phone. not through email, like talking in person, not text messages, not direct messages, not any social media platforms, not typing it out anywhere.
Not even a FaceTime.
No. You cannot feel someone's energy and what they are feeling until you are in the same room with them.
I totally agree with that.
Whether it's a therapy kind of session, find the therapist that's right for you. If you don't like a therapist, go somewhere else.
There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah.
You're right. There are plenty.
So even with marriages. I mean, we do marriage counseling.
Yeah.
And we just listen.
About 85, 90% of it is just listening.
Mm-hmm.
Just listening and not trying to repair their world, but listening and just giving them advice and just try to align them and point them in a better direction.
Yep. Because people just seem to be scared to talk.
They are. And I just, yeah, we'll wrap up with that. But just want to say real quick, if your marriage and relationship is struggling and it's falling apart before your eyes, know that it's not just you. It's like, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So many all over the place are crumbling. Don't feel ashamed that it's just yours that is bad. It is just yours that's falling apart. The sad reality is so many marriages are failing and relationships are failing. So don't feel like you're alone, because you're not. And I mean, even us, we can speak to that, because we had times in our relationship that were not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad and it was failing badly. We can relate.
Because we were selfish.
Big time. And I firmly believe, because we've experienced nearly everything, I don't think there's really much of anything people could go through or have gone through that we have not experienced in some way and can speak to that. And if we made it, so will you. We're not special in any way.
Nope.
There's nothing amazing about us at all that allowed us to get through it and someone else can't. You can. You absolutely can. So that would be my word of the wise, is don't feel like you're alone. You're definitely not alone.
Couldn't agree more.
We got to get out of here.
Where are we going?
Want to come home?
Want to come home?
Oh, my goodness. That was fun. We're going to get out of here. God, we love you. And we're just thankful to be able to laugh and just have this platform that you've created. And just want to speak to people. As we said, people are struggling. They're not alone in this. We want those people to know that they're not alone. If they have any problems, any issues, if they just need to get something off their chest, allow this to be an outlet to allow them to find the people that they need. Because you can restore all things, and you are good. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Play ball.